Look, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I know you guys are trying to help, but the truth of the matter is, I've had a hell of a day, an even worse month, so I'm sorry, but we're not starting a fraternity.
Now, back to the Pete McMurray Show.
Helicopter parents, man, we spoil our kids, don't we, nowadays?
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay in some cases, but others, like this one. Are you ready for this?
Oh, no. I don't know if I am ready.
Kids are going away to college, moving into dorms. They need to decorate their dorm rooms, right? Hang up some posters, get a few pillows, stop by
sure
the
you
Target.
Have sheets for the bed, you
oh,
know.
Yeah, the
towels.
Sheets for the beds. Oh, yeah, you need some towels. A new trend, Lisa, has emerged where parents are spending big money to decorate dorm rooms. She's shaking her head no. Yes, it's true. Big money to decorate dorm rooms, up to $20,000, according to some Instagram posts. Consultants and interior designers are being called, and they're cashing in on the viral, quote, dorm goals phenomenon, replacing standard university furniture with what? Plush, color-coordinated decor.
Okay, listen up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're listening.
Being
yeah.
in college is about gaining some independence, okay?
Yeah,
and it's also
slumming
about
it.
Slumming it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your dorm room to be nicer than your first apartment out of college.
What do you think, on average, a normal family spends on dorm room items? Everything. Towels, sheets,
like
everything.
$300.
$598.
Yeah. My first guess was 500, but
oh,
I was like,
always go
high.
With the first guess. Come on. 598 is the average.
Yeah.
Okay. The Richie Rich parents are investing heavily to create these, what they're calling, dazzling social media backdrops. It's all about social media nowadays.
It makes me want to barf in my mouth.
The elaborate makeovers reflect the growing importance of social media presence, with the students seeking to impress their peers when they get to college.
How about you impress them with your sparkling personality?
Some are questioning whether these expensive dorm rooms distract from the core academic purpose of college, like studying.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. You should learn something.
Yeah. By the way, if you're a parent listening right now and you have a boy in college, all they care about is a blanket, a pillow, and Xbox. Charlie McMurray went away to school, and that's all he cared about.
I mean, a microwave. You got, how else are you going to heat up pizza rolls?
And a microwave. That's so funny that you say that, because we left and then he calls us. He's like, oh, we need a microwave. And I'm like, oh, man.
Dumb, dumb.
Yeah. All right. That's not the only trend to hit college campuses this year. Colleges are welcoming pets in dorms to reduce stress and anxiety.
This is a bad idea because college kids can barely care for themselves, let alone a creature.
Crossing paths with dogs, cats, and other animals is now part of campus life for students at Eckerd College, a liberal arts school in Florida that allows pets in the dorms.
That sounds awful. Imagining a bunch of dogs barking, a bunch of uncleaned out kitty litter boxes.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. The dogs
yeah.
are always
barking. What are you
going
to do? You go to class for 10 hours and leave your dog in your little ass dorm room?
So Sophie Nocera, an Eckerd senior, said she probably knows the names of pets better than her fellow students.
Well, that's true.
That's the case for a lot of the students here, Nocera said, who lives on campus in St. Petersburg with her border collie, Zuko.
I can't.
When I'm walking my dog, I often hear, oh, my God, it's Zuko. And I'm like, yeah, it's Zuko. Uh-huh. Other colleges and universities around the country are welcoming in pets, like the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Stevens College in Missouri. Another one for students, pets can help reduce stress, anxiety, and being homesick. Hey, I know you're going to be homesick. Just take the family dog.
Yeah, this is weird. I don't know. You do you, but it's not for me.
The colleges also see benefits for students' engagement and helping them build connections with one another because they're walking their dog. And guess what? They're going to see other people and they're going to get out.
Yeah.
Federal law requires public and private colleges to allow service animals and emotional support. However, there's a growing number of schools that are allowing pets. Not all pets are welcome.
No tarantulas, please.
MIT only allows cats in a limited number in pre-approved spaces. At Eckerd, students can only bring their family pets to live with them on campus after their first semester.
Okay. Oh, that's good, because you do need some time to transition into college life, man.
This is my favorite part. The college requires pets to have been part of students' home life at least 6 months before coming to campus and must not be aggressive. All right, first of all, we don't want your dog to attack anybody. And hey, has it lived with you for 6 months? Yeah, I think so. Okay, you're good then. Yeah, how do you check that?
It sounds like a recipe for disaster. It really does.
Yeah. But. And the animals must be at least 6 months old and no more than 40 pounds.
Well, that's helpful. Right. But still.
Yeah. University.
I don't know. Like, college is so stressful. Like, I don't want to add in a pet on top of it.
University of Northern Colorado has been allowing pets on campus for over a decade. So this has been going on for a while, and now it's catching fire. It's catching steam. Right there?
Are you sending Freddie over to hang out with Charlie Mick?
No, we're not. I want you to look back for a second. When you went to college, if you would have taken the family dog, would you have done it back in the day?
No.
No, not at all.
Absolutely. I don't want that responsibility.
No, you don't want to be tied down to a pet and have to go back to the dorms.
Oh, sorry. Hey, attractive person at the bar, can't hang out with you. I got to go home and let my dog out.
Or, hey, attractive person at the bar, hey, do you want to go home? I got to walk my dog. Can you come with me? Let's do it together. Yeah.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.